A federal judge is putting the brakes on the Trump administration's ban on TikTok after hearing yesterday the judge temporarily blocked Trump's ban just before it was supposed to go into effect last night, stopping all U.S. downloads of the Chinese-owned social media app. Meanwhile, the terms of a deal to create a U.S.-based TikTok Global remain up in the air. So let's bring in NPR business correspondent Shannon Bond. And Shannon, this latest tick in the TikTok story was the U.S. District Court in D.C. granting this temporary injunction against Trump's ban on downloads of TikTok from U.S. app stores. So tell us a little more about that ruling and reasoning.
That's right. Well, the judge sided with TikTok, at least for now. Now, his full ruling was issued yesterday under seal. It's just been unsealed. What we know is that during the hearing on Sunday, TikTok argued that the ban was a blow to free speech and accused President Trump of playing politics ahead of the election. The company says there just isn't credible evidence to back up the national security fears that the Trump administration said were the reason for this ban. So what this means for now is TikTok can stay at least until a full hearing is scheduled.
Well, they must be pretty happy. You can tell us more about that. But also, the judge didn't block a broader ban set to take effect on November 12th that could make TikTok unusable in the U.S. So there's still that looming deadline. What do they have to do about that?
Right. I mean, this is really just a short break that TikTok has caught here. And it does say it's pleased with this ruling. You know, it had warned the ban would be devastating. It estimated that 90% of U.S. users might never come back if the app was banned for 6 months. But now it's really got to move to figuring out a solution that will allow it to keep operating for over the long term. You mentioned, Robin, this November 12th deadline. That's a big deal. That's when the Trump administration says TikTok has to find an American owner or be kicked out of the U.S. entirely. So, you know, we've seen there's been so much scrambling to hammer out a deal that will both satisfy the White House and authorities in Beijing, because, of course, TikTok's owner, ByteDance, is a Chinese company.
Yeah, and that's the deal among Oracle, Walmart, and TikTok's parent company, ByteDance. The Commerce Department says it will continue to defend President Trump's executive order, which it says promotes legitimate national security interests. And just remind us what the government has identified as a security threat to Americans who use TikTok.
Right. So what the government is worried about is this idea that the Chinese Communist Party could access TikTok data on American users. You know, and broadly, experts who look at this say, you know, there is like a concern that there is, you know, interplay between companies and the government and China. But it's really unclear whether that's an actual risk here in the TikTok case. In the legal filings, the government called the CEO of ByteDance a mouthpiece of the Communist Party and says it has evidence that some data is being transmitted to China, but it didn't give any direct evidence that U.S. user data of TikTok has ever been accessed by officials in Beijing. And of course, TikTok denies this. It says it doesn't store data on American users in China, doesn't share it with Beijing. Clearly, the White House is not buying that.
Yeah. We just have a few seconds left here. What do analysts think? I mean, what do people think might happen?
Well, the real question here is, can they satisfy this push for American ownership with this deal that TikTok is trying to work out with Oracle and Walmart? They would bring those two companies in as partners and investors in a new company. President Trump has given that deal a tentative blessing, but since then there have been these contradictory statements, and fundamentally it's not clear whether ByteDance would still have a stake in TikTok or not.
Okay, well, make your TikTok videos while you can. NPR business correspondent Shannon Bond, thank you.
Thanks for having me.